deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and
hello, listeners. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Seattle, Washington, on 1150 AM. The program focuses on Out of This World information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and I guarantee that it will be the most interesting radio program you've ever listened to, as you will hear information here that you will simply not hear elsewhere. I'm pleased to tell you that we are the fastest-growing psychic and metaphysical program radio program in the world, and now we have listeners in over 40 different countries on all the world's continents, from Vancouver to Toronto and Montreal in Canada, to Dublin, Ireland, London, England, to Paris, France, and Zurich, Switzerland, to Rome, Italy, Madrid, Spain, Lisbon, Portugal, Oslo, Norway, Berlin, Germany, Vienna, Austria. It's quite a list here. Greece, Russia, the Ukraine, Turkey, Israel, Jordan, Syria, Egypt, Kenya, South Africa, Pakistan, across India to Malaysia and Indonesia, down into Australia and New Zealand, to Japan and Central and South America, including Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina, as well as, of course, Russia, and Paraguay, Venezuela, and Cuba. I welcome you all to Out of This World Radio International. Before we start, I'd like to ask all of my listeners, both here in the United States, to send good thoughts and good wishes and prayers to my friends, Dr. Stanley Monteith and Susan Miller, who has been not feeling well, as well as to Candy Sanders' husband. Before we begin, I'd like to also urge all of my listeners to tune in to Susan Hartman's wonderful show from 12 noon to 1 p.m. and Sarah Wiseman's wonderful show from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KKNW. Both are interesting and wonderful talk show hosts. Today we have a split show that I guarantee that you'll find really out of this world and very interesting. For the first hour, from 2 to 3 p.m., we will have Abby Wynn, who will be coming to us live by telephone from Dublin, Ireland. Abby is one of Europe's best spiritual healers, and I'm sure you will find her absolutely fascinating. For the second hour, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., we are very fortunate and grateful to have Dr. Masuo Emoto, the world's most famous water scientist, coming to us live from Tokyo, Japan. His interview should be truly out of this world, and I urge you all to please stay tuned for the second hour. For those who'd like to call in and ask questions of either Abby or Dr. Emoto, we will be taking calls from 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. today for Abby, or from 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. for Dr. Emoto. The telephone number to call here at the studios is area code 425-373-5527 in the United States, or if you're within Western Washington, the toll-free number here is 1-888-298-5569. And before we begin, I also would like to thank the many sponsors of this show, without whose support this show would not be possible, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing moral support, and without whose friendship and help this program would not have been possible, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, my dear friend Heidi in Switzerland, who's been helping to arrange an appearance, radio appearance by Eric von Däniken, who will be on the show in a couple of weeks, as well as other wonderful European psychics, and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder-Burris, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. Next month, in August, we will be having several wonderful guests, including Jennifer O'Neill, a famous Hawaiian psychic, on the program, along with Susan Shumsky from New York City in early August. After that, we will also have Yuri Geller from London, England, the world's most famous remote viewer. In addition, later in September, we will be having Scott Lemriel, a Hollywood-based actor and screenwriter, as well as Dr. Michael Sala from Hawaii, a UFO researcher. Lori Berman will be coming on the show later in August, a wonderful psychic who has her own radio and television programs. And sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will also be having on Eric von Däniken in a pre-recorded interview from Switzerland. In addition, we will be having Laura Eisenhower on August 15th. She is the daughter of President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And Laura Eisenhower will talk about the secret agreement called the Treaty of Granada, which Her father, President Eisenhower, signed with reptilian aliens in 1954. This will be a world-exclusive interview, so please stay in touch for that. For more information about these guests, please see our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. You can listen to the show live today at www.1150kknw.com or after the show at www.outofthisworld1150.com. I know we have Abby on the line. I have some more announcements to make, but I think I'll save those for the second hour. Abby, are you there?
I am indeed. How are you?
Wonderful.
I'll tell you, I'm just loving listening to all these names. My goodness, you're attracting in some fantastic people here to the show. I'm honored to be here, to be on that list.
Well, wonderful, Abby. I am so happy to have you on the program. For my listeners here in the United States, Canada, and across the world, Abby is coming to us live by telephone, well, actually not by telephone, but by Skype from Dublin, Ireland. And it's crystal clear. It's like she's in the same room with us, which is really amazing. I have to tell you that it's been a partly cloudy day here in Seattle. I'm at the top of a skyscraper overlooking the city right now. But Abby, since you've gotten on the phone just for the last few minutes, the studio has lit up in some nice white light. Did you say, is that all your fault? It must be.
You know, we've actually had the hottest week so far this year here in Ireland, and the sun is just setting outside, and it's really hot. It's incredible. It feels, you know, I've just come home from the Algarve in Portugal, and I feel like I brought all that heat with me. It's just wonderful. It really is.
Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
My goodness. I have to ask you, we had a string of, I have a house in Eastern Washington. We had a series of days that reached 110 to 115 degrees Fahrenheit last week. And I know it was also hot here in the Seattle area, too, in the 90s, approaching 100 degrees. So you're experiencing the same kind of heat wave over there as well?
Yeah, it is. It's been the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. But I don't know Fahrenheit because we work in Celsius, but it was between 26 and 28 today. And our normal temperature would be about 17, 18. So it's about 10 degrees warmer. But we've been getting good summers. Uh-huh. And the thing about the sunshine is that everybody smiles and everybody relaxes. And Ireland, you know, here in Ireland, people are known for being cranky and giving out about stuff. And, you know, we've had a bad time with recession and all that. We've paid our debts and all of that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. when the sun comes out, people look across the road at people who they don't know and smile. And it's just like everything is good. Everything is good. It's wonderful. It's a great place.
Well, I have a hard time conceiving that you'd ever be cranky, but you certainly seem very pleasant.
Oh, well, me personally now, I do have my cranky moments. Just need to ask my children.
Okay. Well, great. 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 Well, Abby, if you could tell us a little bit about what you do and how you help people and how you got started in your work, all in 10 words or less.
Oh, my gosh. My God. I was trying to figure out, you know, what's the nutshell, you know, how to do this, but it's much more complex than that. I think I was born with these little packets of things that opened at certain times in my life. And I'm quite intuitive. And when I get a message, I kind of go with it. And so when these packages would open, I would go into them. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I have that I know that people find very reassuring is a master's degree in science and a background in education and training. Mm-hmm. So I started off my career teaching adults complicated things in a simple way. I was working with apprenticeship. I was actually working on how to write good questions for assessments. Mm-hmm. And then I went into computer applications training and taught people complicated, you know, Word and Excel, but I was doing Adobe Photoshop training and developing courses and things like that. And in the meantime, I was drawn to study psychotherapy and counseling. So I did a degree while I was doing my training. And then I was having babies and life changes and pushing me into energy healing at the same time. So I feel like, if I could say it in anyone, it's like a knitting or a weaving together of magical aspects of energy healing, shamanism, which scared me, I have to say, scared the life out of me to begin with. But, you know, if you're not scared by something, then it, you know, there's no resistance. It's not important. And it was vital to me mm-hmm. to learn and step into that at the same time as doing the psychotherapy. So for me, it's just a blend, and it just came so naturally. And I'm looking at everybody else going, why don't you get this? I'm growing into my power now, my practice, my healing practice, is coming into its fourth year.
Wonderful.
And I'm booked out solid. I've got so many wonderful clients, and I've got an amazing following online. I just hit 120,000 people on Facebook today.
Oh, you're kidding.
So, I mean, now 120,000. So I'm thinking, how can I be of service to the world? And I think because I don't put my agenda first, I put the world first, that everything just opens. Does that make sense? You know, it's like, it's not about me being the best spiritual healer. I mean, you put that out on Twitter last night, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do with this? You know?
Well, you are. But, don't be so modest. But I mean, I think you have a gift to give to the world, and I'd like to, you know, help people learn about you, certainly, and the amazing gift that you do have to help them. And,
well, thank you. Thank you so much. And my clients say that too. And I'm very much aware of, you know, getting arrogant and being an ego. And I don't do that. I don't do that because my mission statement is to heal the world by teaching people how to heal themselves. Mm-hmm. And so by saying that we all have these gifts, and not so much look at me and look what I'm doing and you can do it too, but it's more like unlocking the places in you that have been hidden for all of these years and looking at the richness and the treasures that you've got and then learning how to incorporate them into your daily life so that your day-to-day life is magical and not just those few days that you go to Hawaii on your dream holiday, you know, or the Christmas. Mm-hmm. Because when you invest so much of your essence, say, looking forward to something, it's never quite what you want it to be, you know, it's always a disappointment there. So my idea is to be here in the moment, and that every moment is sacred and special, or it has the potential to be, and that life can be just heaven on earth, I suppose.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to say, and certainly to try to achieve, Abby. And I have to give you a big hand for, you know, trying to do that. You know, many of my listeners are very busy. They have often maybe two jobs sometimes, or they may be going through a divorce or a very, very strenuous period in their life. What kinds of things would you recommend for people, the average person on the street who might have some difficulties, who would want to, like, had a very stressful day, some simple breathing exercises or certain things that you could recommend for people?
Yeah, you know, I think people sign up for very ambitious practices, like let's do 20 minutes meditation a day, and then you can't do it, and then you spend the whole day feeling terrible because you never sat down for your 20 minutes, half an hour meditation. Mm-hmm. For me, you can make, you know, the simplest thing I could say is, am I outside or am I inside of myself? You know, you've got your divorce, you've got your things going on, you've got your work. You tend to leak out of you and you're in the stuff. Do you know what I mean? You're caught up in stuff. And if you can just stop for a minute and go, okay, am I outside of myself or am I back in myself? You know, and even just taking a simple idea of a cup of coffee, okay? And if you don't drink coffee, you've got to have some kind of thing that you like to drink, you know, a glass of water, where you're putting your hands on that glass, putting your hands on the mug of coffee or tea or whatever it is, and just going, I'm bringing myself back in to me. But it's really important when you do that you're leaving the stuff outside. So, you know, you've got your grief, your trauma, you've got your upset, you've got your anxiety. You're not bringing that back in. What you're bringing back in is you, your essential self, self with a big S, you know, back to me. I find also, you know, if you don't have the cup of tea or you don't have the cup in your hands, it's something to center you, to anchor you, to ground. You can put your hands on your heart. And I find that this is invaluable, especially people in an office situation. You know, you're sitting there at work and you're doing your best and somebody comes over and you're expecting an argument, or your boss comes over and you feel all anxious. If you put your hands on your heart and a little voice inside you says, I'm bringing myself back to me, I'm completely safe. We'll throw that bit in there.
Okay.
I'm completely safe. Then you look at this thing as happening outside of you, and then suddenly you have a choice as to how to respond to it instead of being outside in it and reacting.
Well, that makes perfect sense. You know, I have to tell you that my wonderful foster mother, who taught me about the other side and taught me how to contact spirits and angels on the other side, always told me that if you had a tough day, to take your problems and whatever issues you're dealing with and put them in a burlap bag, and you tighten it real tight and you throw it out the door. And that way you don't deal with it that evening. That gives you a good night's rest. And then when you go out to face the world the next day, you can grab the burlap bag and then reopen it and deal with those things. That's a metaphor she used tonight.
That's wonderful. That reminds me, I think, the Guatemalan worry dolls.
It's kind of
a similar thing. I've seen them around as these little handmade dolls, and this is wonderful for children, but there's a child aspect in all of us, no matter how old we are. I mean, even, you know, Wayne Dyer in his book, the newest one, where there's this constant part of him that he remembers all through his life that hasn't changed. It's still a childlike part where you can sit down and tell the worry doll the worries.
Mm-hmm.
Tell all the worry, and then you put it in a little bag, like the burlap bag. It's a special handmade bag. And then the little worry doll worries for you so you don't have to worry. And then you get your break, and then you can take the worries away from the doll the next day. And inevitably, those worries are always smaller because the doll has worked on them. The energy is working on them outside of you.
What a wonderful thought. What a wonderful thought.
So, yeah, so that works really great as well with the bag. I mean, I get clients coming in who, you know, they spend whole nights thinking of things that they have to do. And I'm like, write it down. And then it's not in your head. It's over there. Mm-hmm. I think the wonderful thing about having studied psychotherapy, as well as studying all these wonderful energy work things, is that you bring the both of them together, because it's both of them are part of us. Mm-hmm. You know, people are great on the logic, but not so great on the emotional side. People are wonderful at the emotions, but not so great on the logical side. Mm-hmm. And all of us do have a tendency to be attracted to these lower vibrational thoughts. Mm-hmm. That the collective are thinking, you know, if that makes any sense, it's like most people are worried about money, most people are afraid of losing their job, and you can pick up on that, and then you can start getting caught in that. And some part of you has to bring yourself back into you and say, I am here, all of that is outside of me. And just like you say, stick it in a bag or put it in a box, or, you know, you can put it somewhere where the energies can work on it. For you, because, you know, we're all here together. And what I find is wonderful is that when you heal, you're not just healing yourself, but you're healing anybody else who has that similar energy problem.
And you're also helping to heal the world and make it a better place.
Well, that's it. I mean, Caroline Miss says, what is in one is in the whole. You know, as in, if this is an issue that is upsetting you, is disturbing you, there is a whole cohort of people out there that have the same issue. And so they can hold it for you for the night, and then you take it for them for the day. I mean, just like it's lunchtime over there for you and it's evening, you know, nighttime here for me, I can hand my troubles to the Australians because it's daytime for them and they can carry it. And then I'll take the Australians' worries during the day. You see, we're not alone. We're not alone. And as unique and as special and as incredible as your issues are to you, there are other people out there with similar issues.
Well,
and you're healing it for everybody, not just for you.
Absolutely. Very profound and very important what you just said, Abby. The thing I wanted to tell you, I don't know if you heard this, but on my second hour of today's show, I'll be having Dr. Masaru Emoto from Tokyo, Japan. He's the world's most famous water scientist, and he has found through his own experiments with containers of water that if a group of people send thoughts of love and good intentions to one group, to a container of water, the crystalline structure in that will turn very beautiful water crystals. But if you take those same people and ask them to send thoughts of negative thoughts or thoughts of hate to a second glass of water, there will be no beautiful crystals, nothing. Everything seems disjointed. So I think we are very, very powerful spiritual beings, and our thoughts do count, and they can heal not only ourselves, but the world too.
I know they definitely can. I'm a Reiki master, and so for me, that whole concept of sending the good stuff in, and, you know, you have the whole part, the science part, like we're 80% water or whatever like that, that our body wants the good stuff. So what I'm learning at the moment, and I've just actually finished a practitioner training in mindfulness, which is up and coming and very, very big in with doctors. You know, we have conventional medicine and we have alternative medicine, and the conventional medicine is beginning to see that mindfulness, which to me is an energy spiritual practice, but they're not ready to admit to that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But mindfulness actually heals everything. Now, we know this already, but this is great because this is where science and spirituality come together. And so by holding onto that aspect of you that is unchanging, bringing that part of you back out and seeing all the negatives, the heaviness, the difficulties, the anxieties that's outside of you, that heals your body. Because you're not holding onto them in your body. You're not becoming them. You're not getting drowned by them or suffocated by them. And then you can just get the good energies, you know, like you're saying with the water, wishing that, you know, wish everything love.
Sure, sure.
You know, I experienced this. I was working in private industry for a company that had just been taken over. And it was a family industry. And when it was a family industry was when I grew into my own there. And it was basically that the emphasis as the family industry was on quality. And we produced the most amazing stuff, but it took time. And then when we were taken over, we were bought over. We suddenly had project managers and the emphasis was on quantity, not quality. And, you know, your integrity goes down the toilet and all of these issues come up. And there was a situation there with my project manager where she wasn't happy with me and I wasn't happy with her and everything. But I was starting my training. I had done a good chunk of training and I thought, I'm going to do this differently. So instead of doing the typical, I'm angry at her and how dare she do this to me, I just saw her for who she was in her job, with her role to play, with all of her issues in her own life coming in and how she's not able to separate all of those out from dealing with me. And I just said, I wish you well. I wish you love. You know, and it was really hard to do that. But I sent love into that and I knew we were all having a meeting and it was all going to be serious and I sent love into that room. And I said, no matter what happens, you take the real, you know, the people, the essential selves of all of those people and give them love. And everything softens and nobody lost their temper and things changed, things shifted. Well, and it's hard to do it. It's really hard. But once you have an awareness and once you try it, it's just so powerful.
One thing I've always wondered during my life is why people can't get along better. And with that in mind and your, you know, your wonderful spiritual background, Abby, I there's one thing that I love to ask you about and ask my audience, not only here in the United States, but in Canada and across the world and all the continents, to send love and light to both the Palestinians and to the Israelis in the Middle East, to Ukraine and Russia for their conflict, and the Syrians as well as the Iraqis. There are these pressure points in the world where there's just such horrible, horrible conflicts going on. And I know this may sound maybe naive, but I think that it would do well for everyone just to pause for a minute and send some light and love to the various hot spots in the world where there are problems. And it can only help them hopefully resolve their differences and stop this horrendous suffering.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's wonderful is that I've been deeply touched by all of these things going on. And I wrote a blog post there last week, how to send light and love. Because people are there, okay, I'm sending light and love. Am I doing it right? You know, do I know how to do this?
Sure.
So I actually, on my blog, have a step-by-step. Here's how to send light and love. Now, what I did was to a friend or relative. Because, you know, you have your Uncle Joe who's sick. Or, you know, you always have somebody that you want to send light and love to. And it got over 1,500 shares.
Oh, nice.
In less than a week. And it's there on my website, abby-win.com.
Okay.
I mean, you could send it, sending light and love, and you can read that. And instead of a person, you can just visualize like this beautiful mist just going out there and surrounding Mother Earth. You know, you've seen pictures of the Earth. You've seen pictures of the solar system. Pull right back out of that and just send it to the world where it's needed. You know, we're going through a healing crisis. If you were to take Mother Earth as an organism, you know, when you heal something, something shifts, something comes up through you and something is released. And that's what I'm seeing is happening through these areas, these hotspots, as you say. You know, if you have liver problems, it's going to get worse before it gets better. This is the getting worse part. So it's almost like we have to hang on in there on this roller coaster ride, let all of these things shift and move and clear. And if all of us, instead of focusing on the death and the trauma and the wounding and the anger, if we focus on the healing and it is healing, and we're seeing a healed world, and we're getting there, and all of this is leaving, and it's wonderful that it's leaving, and the people who are supposed to be here will be here, and the people who signed up to die, unfortunately, are doing that, and we don't need to understand everything. That's another thing. That's the human condition. We have to understand why. And if we let that go, if we just let that go and just step back from our agenda and just see it as a process of healing, then I think that's a lot more powerful, because then the love that you're sending is unconditional love. It's not stop the fighting and you have to stop, because we don't know if they have to stop, because that's our egos coming in and telling us what we want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just let's heal. Let's heal. Let's come together and heal. Let's remember our humanity. Seeing people looking at each other in the eye, whether they're Palestinian, you know, whether they're Israeli, whoever they are, and seeing the human, the soul to soul connection.
And unfortunately, and that's I couldn't agree with you more, Abby. Unfortunately, I think there are some parts of the world economy which depend upon fighting. Certainly, the military-industrial complex in some countries, including the United States, they make a lot of money off of conflict.
Yeah.
But I think that the white light is far stronger than the dark. And I know people in different parts of the world must be having a very, very tough time now. Horrendous suffering and horrible conflict. But you know,
just like we're talking now over Skype, right?
Right.
The internet is connecting people that would never, ever have been connected before.
That's true.
And they're connecting in at a deep level. It's like you and I, we could be in the next room.
Right.
And so from all of us talking about what's going on, I mean, a friend of mine on Facebook posted photos of a march that happened in New York. New York Jews marching against the war, marching in favor of the Palestinians and stuff. And that was not covered by media. The media did not cover it, but we got pictures from Facebook from people who were there.
Amazing. Amazing.
So we are talking. So just imagine, let's pull right back and say, okay, you're going to, you're feeling there's something wrong, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor is giving you a diagnosis, right? Mm-hmm. You have to go away with that diagnosis and think, what do I do? How do I heal this? What am I, you know, we are at that stage where we are, you know, where we're seeing what's going on. And we're talking about it. What's the best thing to do? How do we've never dealt with this before, but you might never have had cancer before. You don't know what to do.
Right.
So the world is now talking on a bigger level. And the amount of people out there that really want to send prayers, send love, send healing is huge. And it's a ripple effect. It's a Mexican wave.
Could you, Abby, if you don't mind, could you repeat that, your website information where people could look at those 15 steps to send light and love? I think that would be very useful for my listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, my website, I think the best thing to do is Google me, Abby Nguyen.
Well,
and it's abbynguyen.com. So there's a hyphen between the Abby and the Nguyen. ABBY hyphen WYNNE. And my blog is there, and it's the latest post.
Okay. My listener friends, you can also go to the radio show website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Scroll down to Abby Nguyen, Abby's name, and you'll go right to her website. So that's another easy way to do it. I just want to give a quick station break for those who just tuned in. You're listening to Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW here at 1150 a.m. in the Seattle area. And we have a wonderful spiritual healer, one of the Europe's best, Abby Nguyen, coming to us live from Dublin, Ireland, on the phone. There's so many questions I want to ask you, Abby. Have you always had an interest in helping people out in a spiritual sense, or how did you get started in this field?
No, I went through a whole phase of my life where I didn't want to see people, talk people. I was an animal person.
Uh-huh.
You know, give me an animal anytime. It was like I had to turn away from people to just find out who I was first.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, looking back on my life now, I can see everything is like a chain that interlinks into the next link and the link, so that when I'm looking back, I've got the whole picture here. So, you know, you might not understand what's going on at the time, but I just love what I do. You know, I needed help at one point in my life. And nobody could give that help to me.
Mm-hmm.
So primarily, I wanted to be there for me. at that time. That's why I've done this, so that I'm here for people who need somebody like me. I know that sounds kind of obscure, but it transcends space and time.
Sure.
You know, and the types of people that come to me are lost. You know, I'm talking about finding yourself and bringing yourself back in. They can't find themselves at all, and they know that life could be better, and they just don't know where to start.
Sure.
I get people who come to me who know there's more, who know they should be doing stuff and they don't know what they should be doing. And it's just amazing what I get. People who have been in therapy for years and years and want to stop going to therapy. You know, there's a tendency for therapists to make you come back because they want your money.
Oh,
well, you
know? Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't do that. You know, I say, well, it's up to you if you want to come back or not. And, you know, so people come and come and come for years and they don't.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because here in the United States, of course, if you tell a medical doctor you're depressed, his or her ready solution is to prescribe antidepressants to you. And usually there's no end game. And then if you
Absolutely.
Do some research here in the United States, the doctors often, not all, but sometimes they'll get kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies to keep you on these drugs forever and ever.
Wow.
And it just gets so crazy. The other thing, too, I don't know what your media is like there in Ireland, but hopefully it's more positive than ours. So-called mainstream media here in the United States is very negative often. And right off the bat, they will talk about the latest car crashes or who murdered who. And the latest worldwide wars, but they're very a little bit of positiveness, but really not very much. But they feed off the negativity. And I think,
no, they do that here too. They do that here too. And in fact, in Ireland, when the recession hit, there were quite a lot of people who became suicidal. Mm-hmm. And I'm having this constant bombardment of negativity just pushed certain people over the edge. And this was when I was training in psychotherapy. One of my college professors, the guy who actually set up the school, was doing a suicide prevention. And I called the TV station and I said, you have to talk to Liam. He's the most incredible person and he'll uplift everything and he'll help people, you know, remember what's important. And they didn't have him on. They weren't interested.
You know,
and I was on a radio show as well at one point, and it was a national radio show, and they asked a question, how can we turn this around? And I gave them a suggestion of an answer, and they never asked me to come back because that's, you know, I'm here looking at how we can improve things, and they wanted to sit in their own mess, so to speak, and keep churning over the same mess over and over again.
Well, it's funny, you know, it's funny how you mentioned that, because there have been studies as recently as a couple of months ago where the listener base for some major mainstream media outlets here in the United States is only about 90 to 100,000 people at any one time for some of the major networks during the day. But my show's ratings have gone skyrocketing. I'm now a worldwide show followed by over 40 different countries. We have another show called Coast to Coast, which is late night here, but their listener base is between 11 to 15 million people on a typical night, with 20 million listeners going listening to the show, and they discuss the same things we're talking about now, UFOs and whatnot. But it's late at night. But these kinds of shows, my kind of show, is becoming more mainstream here in the United States versus the so-called major media's, which is becoming, people are losing interest in them. They're becoming marginalized all the time because of all the negativity they pump out.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, and I know that many of my clients come and they tell me they listen to Hay House Radio, you know, which is, again, the uplifting. And then the availability of Blog Talk Radio, where you can listen and you can get podcasts on your phone. I don't, you know, I do listen to the news. I think it's very important to stay grounded in reality and what's going on. But you don't need to listen four or five times a day.
Right.
And you don't even need to listen every day. You know, I listen maybe once every 3 days, or if I get an urge or a nudge that I have to listen, I listen. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't watch TV anymore. I actually went to the store on my way home tonight to pick up these loom bands, these elastic bands in all the different colors, because we're going crazy for them at home. We turn off the TV, we turn on the music, myself and my kids, and we're making bracelets like nobody's business, you know? Back to creativity. And then we're taking pictures of them and putting them up on Pinterest. So we're still being social, we're still connecting, and we're choosing what it is we want to engage with.
Oh, sure.
And that's sure. what it is. People are making a choice that they don't want to hear the radio anymore. They want to hear your type of radio. They want to hear good news. And these newspapers are starting and these positivity websites are starting up. And, you know, and I say to people, and they think it's funny, but if people who you're connected to, even on Facebook, are putting up negative things in your newsfeed, you're absorbing that. And then they've had a recent study, psychology study, that says that if people on a TV show are stressed out, then you pick up on that and you become stressed out. And that's scientifically proven now.
Fascinating. Well, I have to tell you, during the time you've been on so far, my friend, that this entire studio has literally lit up. It's not just because there's more sunlight coming in. It's I think certainly your light and love is energy is coming right through the phone lines.
Yeah, I am a catalyst for awakening, and that could scare some people quite a lot because some people just don't want to awaken. But I think a lot of people have already awakened and they just don't know, who am I now? What do I do with this? Where do we go with this? It's a very exciting time, a really exciting time. And the power, the capacity for power that we have, the power to choose, you know, the light over the dark, the power to step away and not facilitate things like war, but send waves of love to the world to heal, sending it to the rainforest, sending it to any children, you know, any animals that are suffering, you know, and even just people now becoming more aware of what they're putting into their bodies, the diets, the smoothies and the juices. It's all kind of, you know, because people are clearing out their waste and they're opening to the light. We're becoming illuminated. We're evolving. And as a part of that, we get more intuitive. As a part of that, we get more compassionate. And it's a much nicer place to be. It really is.
I think last year when the Syrian conflict was coming to a head, now you don't hear much about it in our media now, but that doesn't really mean much as far as the news goes. But last year, I think there were certain sectors in our own society here in the United States who actually wanted a war in the Middle East so they could sell perhaps more arms to both sides. And it fell flat on its face. It just didn't go anywhere. And I think those same forces, unfortunately, are still in the background this year, but they're not. Sure, there's conflict in the Middle East, but I just hope it's not going to spread, you know, to any.
Sure, anymore. But you know, when you bring it back to the individual, and I get people in my client sessions and we talk about what kind of thoughts do you put your energy in and what kind of thoughts do you focus on? And it's like that, you know, the ones where I'm not good enough, I can't do this, I'll never have this. And to be able to say, let's just observe that for a while without judging it. People are able to do that. And then they start questioning it and go, well, actually, there's no proof that I can't have it. There's no proof that I'm not good enough. And then they start to go and prove to themselves that they are good enough and that they can have it. And, you know, there's those waves like a radio. You can pick up on all the frequencies if you tune in, but you can also move away from them. So just like you put your worries in the bag and you don't connect with them, if you don't engage with war, you know, isn't it the famous Mother Teresa thing where she said, I don't go on a war march, I'm going on a peace march. You know, and then Lynn McTaggart's intention experiments are just incredible. Have you heard of those? I'm sure you have. And the random number generators suddenly aren't so random, and everybody's tuning into the frequency of light, tuning into the frequency of love. And that has huge impacts on everything, So things like war and Syria, you know, they're going to be there. But you don't have to feed them.
That's true. And you have a lot more power than you think you do. And I'll give you an example. During World War II in 1942 in Denmark, the Nazis ordered all elementary school teachers to teach Nazi doctrine to all their kids. In unison, all the teachers across Denmark refused. And Nazi doctrine was not taught to any school children in Denmark during the war because of their bravery. And not one school teacher went to a concentration camp. They stood up to them.
You see, I was listening to the Israeli ambassador in Ireland. So he's the Irish ambassador to Israel. You know, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to not fight them? And I'm going, yes, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to not fight them. And if they're fighting and nobody's fighting back, then they're not having the war that they want. And then maybe somebody can start talking instead. You know, so it's going to happen. It's going to happen because people are making choices. You know, and they're saying, oh, civilians are being killed. I'm thinking, well, they're all humans. And, you know, if you're a civilian or if you're in the army, you're still human. And a person who's wearing a uniform is a human being. And that counts.
Right.
That counts as a loss.
Right.
Just as much as a person on the street who's not involved counts as a loss. A person who is involved counts as a loss. And these people are there because they're told to be there.
Sure.
So like you say about the teachers, they said, no, people in armies, you know, they're told what to do.
Right.
Maybe that culture needs to change as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just plant a seed in that respect. Because I think it all comes down to empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes down to empowerment. And when you're empowered to make a choice, these big institutions, corporations, they're terrified.
Sure.
Because you're not going to choose what they want. You're going to choose what's good for everybody, you know?
Right.
And, you know, exactly. I truly believe when your heart is open, you're not going to cause any harm to anyone.
Right.
So it's all about opening the heart first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wonderful. What a wonderful thing to say. Abby, I know you've written a couple of books, and what kinds of books have you written? Could you tell my listeners a little bit about the kinds of things
you've
written?
Sure. Yeah, my first book is called Energy Healing for Everyone, and basically energy healing is for everyone. There's so many confusing, conflicting workshops, methods, trademarked things, this and that out there. To be honest, it's all a load of rubbish because everybody can do energy healing without a workshop. You don't need to be, you know, seeing some master of something to get some magical potion to activate something in you. No, all you need to do is to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is to give yourself permission. But then the next step is, how do I do it? And so that's where my book comes in. And what's wonderful is my Energy Healing for Everyone, the book I have, is available on a PDF. It's also available as a paperback through Balboa Press. But Hay House loved it so much that they want me to put in the client stories. They want me to put in different exercises. So I'm writing a book for them now called The Basics of Energy Healing, which will be out next year. And it's basically making it more solid. But the Energy Healing for Everyone is like a workbook. You know, the concepts of energy healing, the basic ideas, and here, put your hands on, do this, get started, off you go. And because I used to do training, you know, I would teach people Photoshop, as I was saying, computers and everything. So I'm talking in a teacher's voice to adults who aren't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people aren't stupid. And I'm doing it as clear and as very slow and very simple. And people get it.
Oh,
people
wonderful.
Get it. And what I love, what I love is that I'm also able to supply the exercises as audios. So I have 4 meditations on my website that accomplish the 4 parts of energy healing. So we've got grounding, we've got expanding, we've got clearing, and we've got opening.
Wonderful.
You know, and so if you don't, you know, resonate with reading a book and doing it and going back to the book and coming back, you can just download my audio file, close your eyes, and there's nice music, and you just listen to my voice, and
nice.
You do the work with me. You see, I'm about getting people to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to attract a certain type of person. You know, I'm not waving wands and healing people and they can move on to the next one. You know, you have to commit to doing work for yourself. Let's talk about what's going to work for you. And so my meditations, the idea is we do it slowly, we do it deeply, but you learn the techniques. And then as you get more comfortable and more confident, you can do it faster yourself without my help.
Wonderful.
So you can do it in the car before you walk into the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've had a difficult day at work, somebody's been annoying, you don't want to bring that home. You can do your grounding, you can do your clearing, and you know how to do it because I've taught you with those.
Nice.
So that's the first book linking into my meditations. My second book is called Spiritual Tips for Enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is look at your thought patterns. It gives some nice energy healing exercises as well. And it's split up into weeks of the year. So there's 52 entries in this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is like, take a week and look at how you're doing this and maybe change it like this and see what happens in your life. So it's like, it's again like a workbook or an exercise book, because again, I'm about being practical and how do you do this?
Mm-hmm.
So here's lots of hows for you.
Nice.
And what I'm doing is I'm taking all of this material, and for the first time, because as I said, I've 120,000 people on Facebook, I want to reach as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful. I'm going to be running an online class. And it's a 3-week intensive class starting the end of September. And so basically, every day I send out an email with a thought or with a video or with an audio of an exercise, and it should take about 15 minutes. And you fit that into your day whenever you're able to.
Nice.
And every day we connect in for 3-4 weeks. And if you need to talk to me, if you need questions, it's going to be a secret private Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So all the students can play over there, and it's 24/7, and I'm going to hop in and talk, and how's everybody getting on? It's going to be great there. And then we're going to do opening and closing ceremonies by webinar. Mm-hmm. And maybe a testing in the middle, how's everybody getting on, webinar checking in. But basically the Raise Your Vibration boot camp is what I'm calling it, because mm-hmm. you commit to it, you work hard, and at the end of the 3 weeks, my goodness, there's going to be changes in you and changes in the group. And together we're going to support each other to move from a lower vibration up to a higher vibration, and these changes will stick.
Well, Abby, I'm so glad you're doing this. And if you could, we'll stay. Well, I know we'll be keeping in touch, my friend, but I want you to send me information on that so I can tell my listeners about that, remind them again in September about that. And that's one thing.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That really would, because yeah. I'm happy. You know, I'm saying places are limited, but I think they're limited to people who are committing to doing the work mm-hmm. more okay. than I can take more than a certain number of people. I think it's an investment of your time, and it's an investment of my time, and it's an investment of energy. But there's going to be so much healing, and the potential is massive. So I'm thinking, you know, depending how this goes, I could run it every quarter and just have people coming back and doing it again. And new people coming in and joining in all the time. And it's really exciting, because I think, you know, to make a new habit, to feel supported, it's great mm-hmm. to get tools, but to be mm-hmm. in a group that everybody's doing the same thing at the same time, and then you can talk to them and make new friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know,
it's going to be amazing.
I just wanted to say briefly, before I forget, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Out of This World Radio International with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Seattle, Washington. We're on the air with Abby Nguyen, one of Europe's best spiritual healers. And Abby, it's so nice of you to share that with my listeners. And I was wondering, could you perhaps give us an example of... I know you probably have lots of examples, but someone there you helped who was really having a tough time in life, and you were able to turn their life completely around. You don't have to give their names, just...
Oh, sure, yeah. No, I have many, many people, but give an example of somebody who was so stressed and was getting panic attacks that they had to leave work and go on disability. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they couldn't even eat, they couldn't sleep, they couldn't talk to people, they couldn't go out.
Uh-huh.
But they knew that there was more. So by starting to come to me, we talked about it, we looked at it, we did energy healing and grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling, you know, when you're not grounded, you're disconnected from your sense of power. And then when you're going out in the world and there's so much going on out there that, you're not in your power, it's very easy to get panicked and feared.
Sure.
So basically now she has a job.
Wonderful.
She's back in work. She has a job. She's really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And every so often she gets a kick of fear. But you know what I love is that I have these meditations on SoundCloud. And she told me that she puts it on her phone, hides under her desk. She lies down on the floor, puts her headphones on, and listens to my 6-minute meditation. And then she feels better. You know?
Oh, good. So. Oh, good. Oh, wonderful.
I mean, it's really interesting that you asked me that, and everybody wants stories, but I see the work is so sacred that it flows through me and I don't hold on to people's stuff. I mean, I get clients ringing me saying, remember that thing that you said that I should do? And I go, no. it's like everybody's got their own little book. I have to take the book down and wait for it to open and unfold. You know, but things like teaching people how to communicate with their partners or their loved ones, because sure. when you go through a spiritual change and your partner doesn't, it's very difficult for the couple to stay together because there's this huge wedge, this huge gap.
Right.
And what came to me was like, you know, when you're watching a football game and you're watching the football game, and then what they do is they pause the football game and you go into the studio and the guys say, well, they analyze it. You know, do you remember that guy and he kicked it like this and he moved like that and he should have gone here and he should have gone there? And I said to this couple, I said to them, you know, when you're in the game and you're playing the game, you know, then let somebody say, let's pause the game and let's go into the analysis. Let's go, you know, we have a great guy here called Eamon Dunphy. Let's go to Eamon Dunphy in the studio and see what he has to say about this. And start looking at how you're communicating to people, sure. as well as just being in the communication. has saved people's marriages. I mean, I've got 3 or 4 couples now that are still mm-hmm. together and come mm-hmm. through horrendous times because they've learned how to communicate about how they communicate. You know,
well, I think
it's just amazing.
The planet as a whole is moving rapidly into the fifth dimension. And we're seeing this happening now, not only in Europe, in the United States, but across in all continents and all countries. That's why my radio program, I think, has spread as fast as it has. And the purpose of this program, my program, is to raise human consciousness. And you've done so much good work in doing that today, Abby. I just want to thank you for sharing your work with everyone. And we've got about 5 minutes left in the program, and I wanted to just to ask you real quick. I know you've got like 15 steps to send love and light to other people to help resolve conflicts. And I was wondering if you could share a few of those on the air now.
Well, it's really about giving yourself permission.
Okay.
You know, and it's not about just sending love and light. It's about being at peace with yourself.
Okay.
You know, and if you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, I've got to make dinner, oh, my mother, and I'm having a fight with my mother, or I don't like my boss and I hate my job, and you're sitting in that heaviness, then you're not actually going to be reaching anybody. So what I would say to you is the biggest step is to just let go of all of those issues that are not you, to let go and accept the emotions that you're feeling and know that those emotions are not you. You're just mm-hmm. feeling them. Mm-hmm. It's like that whole Navajo Indian thing where we say, I'm sitting with sadness, instead of saying, I am sad. Mm-hmm. You see, that's what we do. We identify ourselves with what we feel, mm-hmm. but what we're feeling is not us. And to leave all that stuff outside and to come back inside, I am the I am underneath the emotions. I am my soul. I am mm-hmm. myself underneath mm-hmm. the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I am the observer of my life. There's that aspect of me that goes all the way through everything that I do. That's almost like it's watching me. That's always been there. And it is not sadness. It is not depression. It is not panic. It is not happy. You know, it's not joy. It's just there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can reconnect in with that
mm-hmm.
and then just breathe and allow the rest of the stuff to just dissolve away.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling your feet on the ground and remembering that you have a physical body. You're here on planet Earth. You're supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. If you're here, you're supposed to be here still. You've
sure.
still got stuff to do.
Sure.
And to just expand your energies. And as you expand, you see, that's when you connect into the love and light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't send love and light just because you want to. You know, you can think about it. You can say you'd like to do it. But what you have to do is clear all the other rubbish first. There's a meditation, one of those four, it's called Shine, You Are a Shining Light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on my website and you can download that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about 20 minutes long and it brings you through that where you expand your energies and you can send the love and light to your family. You can send the love and light to Mother Earth. You actually can send it to the universe because we are limitless when we expand. But when we're upset, we contract and mm-hmm. we get disassociated from ourselves and mm-hmm. then we lose ourselves. And that's like my little tagline on Twitter, you know, the heart's the GPS system of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
When it's ignored or switched off, we get lost. So it's about opening the heart and trusting that the world is a good place to be because we've decided to take, you know, matters into our own hands and only engage with things that make us feel good, not out of selfishness,
mm-hmm.
not because, you know, we deserve it or we need it, you know, mm-hmm. but because it's our truth.
Sure.
Because our truth is that we are made of love and that we are from love and that we're all connected. And like I said earlier, what's in one is in the whole.
Well,
so remembering what's in you is connecting you to everybody else.
What a wonderful thought. And if you're, you know, you will find you'll have a lot of things in common with Dr. Emoto, who will be coming on the show in a few minutes from Tokyo, Japan.
That's just incredible. That's wonderful. I mean, I've read mm-hmm. about his stuff years ago, and I've always mm-hmm. thought it was just fantastic. So mm-hmm. just the energy of being in the same afternoon as him has just blown me away.
Well, we're sending love and light from Ireland and the United States across the world, and then soon, in a few minutes, we'll be doing the same thing with Dr. Emoto from Tokyo, Japan. We've got about a minute and a half left, and I just wanted to tell my listeners to please hold on. We'll be having Dr. Emoto on in a few minutes, And thank you so much for coming on the show today, Abby. I want to give you the rest of the time in the show to say to wrap up the show. You got about 45 seconds.
45 seconds. Come and play with me on Facebook, Abby's Energy Healing page. And you can write stuff on there and you can see what I do. And, you know, join up to see Raise Your Vibration Bootcamp. And there's loads of things that you can do now. I mean, life might feel really heavy, really down, but if you make a commitment to yourself, you can, you know, move through that and all the good stuff is going to come your way, really. I mean, I think I've said everything that I stand for tonight, you know. Mm-hmm. Make the commitment and do the work and you'll see the results. It's the truth.
Wonderful, Abby. Well, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful evening there. Get some sleep. Sorry to keep you up so late.
Oh, not at all. I'm going to have a pajama day tomorrow, and I'm going to love listening to all these podcasts now.
All right, my friend.
Great fun.
Okay. Sleep well, Abby. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me. Thank you so much.
We'll have you back again in the next month or two.